Hello, beautifuls. It is me. Some of you know me as Mommy Also Cute, and I also go by Big Sis. We are going to be talking about the bonds that we have within the ABDL community, focusing on the mommy and sissy baby roles. And we're also going to be diving into mental health. I want to warn you, we're also going to be talking about suicide awareness and triggers. So I want you to be aware of that, okay? So, as a mommy, for me personally, for me, the most special type of bond to me is a sissy baby girl and a mommy bond. For me, it's like the deepest part of intimacy, being able to connect with a little who is a sissy baby girl. And the reason for that is because most sissy baby girls, they hide that part. Usually they are born male. And they hide that part of them. They hide the fact that they want to be a little girl. So being able to be a mommy to a sissy baby girl is something to me that is very special. And I take it with great privilege that they trust me to open up that side of them. And it is something that is very beautiful, and it's very, very hard for me to describe to people. It's an indescribable feeling. So when I talk about having a baby girl and how special it is, a lot of people don't understand. They don't get why I become emotional about it or why I talk about it with such love, because it is such a special bond. But my friends, my beautifuls, what happens when that relationship falls apart? Okay, buckle up. We're in for a bumpy ride. Okay, so let's get into it. I am going to say what happens for me. We're going to talk about me, okay? Me. Okay, for me, my universe, my world, a part of my soul exploded. I felt like I was dying in the inside. I know a lot of people were like, "Do you even feel pain? Are you even upset?" Like, I got a message from somebody and they were like, "Your sissy baby is over here suffering. Are you suffering? Are you feeling bad about what's happening?" And I'm like, "Chill. I'm going through hell too. I'm going through a lot of hell. And you don't know it because, first of all, no one has reached out to me to talk to me or to communicate with me to know what I'm going through. And secondly, my sissy baby girl has not reached out to me. And we are having a serious communication issue right now. And if we would just be able to talk to each other, I'm pretty sure we would be able to figure out some things." This is the kind of hurt that I would not wish upon anyone. I have talked to a few mommies, and they have, the few mommies who have gone through breakups with their sissy baby girls, and they have all stated how that kind of breakup has been the most devastating to them, and it had lasting effects to the point where they could not be with another sissy baby girl. And I feel like that might be me. I don't know if I will be able to be with another sissy baby girl. I don't think I can. I think I might be able to be friends with them. Maybe they can come over and like play. But I don't think I will ever want to go that deep again, because of how much I loved my sissy baby girl. I don't think I can love another person, another sissy baby, as much as I loved her. Here's the thing. Communication and staying connected is so important. You have to communicate, not just with texting. It has to be proper communication. If you're not going to communicate what your mommy or your sister baby is going to communicate with you, it's not going to work. And it has to be clear communication. And I believe this is where me and my sissy baby girl started to have a little bit of downfall. There has to be check-ins, not with your friends. Like you can't, and I'm saying this because hopefully this might save another relationship, because I don't want another sissy baby or another mommy to go through this. And it's not just with your friends. So when you check in, don't check in with your friends. Don't check in with the people at your game night. Don't check in if you're having secret little parties with other ABDLs that your mommy doesn't know about. You don't check in with them. You don't tell them what's going on in your relationship, because the relationship that you have with your mommy as a sissy baby girl is sacred. It is a sacred relationship, and nobody is going to understand that relationship that you have with your mommy as a sissy baby girl except for the both of you. A and B. Why? Because you and her are sharing something that is so intimate that no one else is going to understand it, because I have tried to explain it to other people and they don't get it. They just don't get it. So trying to explain it to someone else, they're not going to get it. Trying to get advice from somebody else, they're not going to get it. In fact, they might even lead you down a wrong path to where you might start doubting your mommy, or you might start having bad feelings towards your mommy that might not even be there and could start pretty soon causing a wedge between your mommy and your relationship, and then therefore creating bad relationship. And those third party relationships start sneaking into your relationship with your mommy. And trust me, your mommy will be able to feel it. She will feel that something is quite not right with the submissiveness that you're supposed to be giving to her. She'll feel it. So mommy and sissy needs to be like this, because we're the partnership. That's where we need to be. And sometimes we may have to make sacrifices and say to the third parties, I have to leave you guys alone for a while me and my mommy work this out. Like me and my mommy, we need to go away from everybody else's voices and we have to work this out together, because our bond that we have is special. If the relationship means something to you both, there has to be communication, and texting and third parties are not the way to go. That's going to lead your relationship straight to the... If you care about your relationship, if you are a mommy and a sissy baby, if you care about your relationship, if you are trying to save your relationship, if there is a 1% chance that, you know what, I want to see something, you're going to have to forsake a lot of things and be like, we got to work this out. We got to figure this out, because it's a very sacred bond. In my relationship, I feel what led to some endings was effective communication. I think we weren't communicating properly, and I also feel like there were some third-party influences. That's just me. That's what I feel. That's what this mommy feels. Okay? I also feel my mental health and physical health played a big part in it. In January, I got super sick. My primary partner found me in the living room. I was basically seizing. I was like clutching my heart. I had tunnel vision. I passed out. I woke up and there were like 8 EMT people who were here, police officers. And it was like, it was real. It was scary. I didn't have any underwear on. I didn't have a bra on. I just had on like a nightgown on. I just finished taking my shower. In fact, I was like getting really excited. I remember I was getting ready to text my baby girl and ask her about New Year's Eve because it was getting close to that time. That's all I remember. And I woke up with EMT around me and I was being rushed to the hospital. And then I was in the ER and I remember being hooked up to machines. And I remember my O2 levels was dropping and my heart rate was up. And then I was admitted to the hospital and I was on high doses of hydrocodone for pain. And I was on lots of medication and it was really trippy. And I remember that my mom came to see me, my husband came to see me. And I remember from that point on, I had not seen my sissy baby girl for a very long time. I didn't see her throughout my stay in the hospital, and I didn't see her when I came home from the hospital. And then we left to go on a New Year's vacation, which was the worst mistake I could have done because I was still healing and I was still dealing with trauma from the hospital. And I went into a deep mental health psychosis. And I don't recommend that either. And unfortunately, my sissy baby girl caught that. She caught the end of that. And I regret that. And there's nothing I could do about it. I was very sick, but mentally and physically. And I'm just now getting over that, and I was very emotional and impulsive. It was almost like I was in a dream that I couldn't wake up from. And now that I'm getting stabilized and I'm getting help and getting set up with a psychiatrist and a therapist, it's almost as if I'm waking up again and I'm becoming myself. It's almost like I'm waking up from a bad dream. And I'm realizing some things that I've done, and I'm realizing the impact that I've made on things. And I'm starting to feel everything all at once because I was numb for a while. And I feel like I'm waking up from a lot of this mental health psychosis I was going through and the emotional impulses that I was going through. And now I'm starting to wake up, and all at once I'm like feeling every single thing as they're getting my meds worked out and everything. And it sucks. It's not a good feeling, and I can't fix it. You know, I can't help what I went through being hospitalized, being sick and mental health, but I also can't help what I have caused and what I have done. And me trying to fix things while going through a mental health psychosis, doesn't work. It doesn't work, y'all. It doesn't work, okay? And then also, my sister baby girl, as much as I love her, and I know her like the back of my hand, she's very stubborn. She has a very stubborn personality. Very stubborn personality. And that stubbornness is part of her ego, my opinion. And these are some things that need to be worked on. And sometimes for me, I feel a little bit impatient. And I thought that me and her had this like unbreakable bond. I really did. I thought that me and her had this unbreakable bond until I went through my mental health and physical health and my little psychosis and my hospital stay. I still don't know what this is. I don't know like if the universe was putting me and my sissy baby girl through this big test to see if we could really handle stresses of life. Because if this was a big test, then we certainly failed. We failed big time. If the universe was giving us a test, we failed. Or I don't know. My mental health was really bad. I spent 3 days in the hospital, and then after those 3 days, I went to Jamaica, which was not the best idea, and I went further into a mental health psychosis. I was not by my doctors, my medication wasn't right, and I was in a lot of pain, which meant that I couldn't go back to like a Walgreens or a CVS to get like a refill on medication. So I was like stuck in Jamaica with all this pain. Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because when you are in a relationship, real shit happens. Real shit happens. When you are in a mommy dynamic relationship with your littles, real shit happens. And the thing you need to know if you are going to be in this relation, in these types of relationship, can you handle the diarrhea that comes with the life? Can you handle the shit that happens? Because I'm telling you, if you're here for the games and the play dates, okay. But if you are trying to be here for the long haul, for thick and thin, if you're trying to be that, if you're like, mommy, I want you to truly collar me. Mommy, I want you to truly be my key holder. Here's the thing. Can you handle the shit? Huh? Now, I could give you an enema. I have them right there. I could change a diaper. I can handle that kind of shit. But can you handle the shit of life? Can you do that? You see, before me and my sissy, I was going to get her for Valentine's Day. I was going to get her a specialty made chastity and key. But I was looking into that. But I wanted to make sure that me and her could stand through the time, and I was praying and asking the universe, I need a sign to make sure that me and my sissy baby girl can handle like the hard times, because like, and I wanted to get her a better collar as well, and because I wanted to make something like official within the next year or two, because I really wanted us to work together, and I wanted those things. So I just wanted them. I wanted them, and I wanted to see where her head was at after I came back from Jamaica. And boom, the universe spit this nugget out, and my mental health crashed, my physical health crashed, and it was like everything was like boom, 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 boom. I kind of felt like the universe was like, okay, girl, if you want this poly family, if you want to have your primary partner, and if you say you want to have your sissy baby girl, let's see if you can handle the strides of life. Let's see if y'all can handle this. And like all then January came, and it was like a big shit show. My word of the day is shit, shit, shit. And it was like this big shit show, and yeah, that's what happened. So you have to understand that real life happens, and throughout that, my mental health got even worse. Me and my baby girl, we stopped communicating. She was upset with me. She was mad at me. We got to a point where I was like, okay, we're done. We're done. I started to feel like I was a burden on people's lives. I was realizing as I was doing some talk therapy, that was insecurities talking, that was my inner voice talking, that was a lot of just anxiety and just me feeling overwhelmed, and I was just like, we're done. And that was part of my emotional impulses coming through, going through a mental health crisis, and that sucked. And I was in Jamaica when that happened, and I was away from a support system that I had, that I relied on, and it was bad. And then coming back home from that, there was less communication. I tried to fix it coming back home. But the damage was done, and my sissy was hurt. My sissy baby girl was hurt, and I'm trying to fix that while I'm still healing physically and mentally, and still having procedures that I have to go through and surgeries that I have to go through. And I wasn't in the space to do any of that, but I was trying to. I got to a very dark place with psychosis where I became suicidal. Usually I'm a very happy person, and it was really hard for me to go through that. These are things that I've never been through before. I've never been through that like that before, where I had a plan I had just filled my trazodone, the 3 month supply of trazodone, and I had the plan to take my trazodone, and I had my car in my garage, and I was going to stuff the exhaust pipe and turn on the car. And I like the band Claud Hansen, and I was gonna put on my favorite Hansen CD, and I was just gonna lean my car seat back and just fall asleep. That was my plan. That was my plan. My plan was just to end it all because I felt like I was a burden. I was tired of the voices. I was tired of going to the doctor. I was tired of surgeries. I was tired of everything because I still have more procedures to come. So I just wanted to end it all. And that's it. And I was tired of hurting. And I was tired of hurting other people because I felt like whatever I did, whatever I tried to do was just wrong. I feel like that's the burden of some mommies. If you are a true mommy in this community, I believe that sometimes we have more, we carry a lot more than what people know. But thankfully, I had a lot of ABDLs in my life who talked to me, who checked in on me, who kept calling me. I had one at 10 o'clock at night who called me on the night that I was going to end my life and talked to me for 2 hours till like 1 o'clock in the morning until I felt better about myself, until I started to feel like I had worth again, until I started to feel like that I wasn't a burden and that I did deserve life and that I did deserve love. Life is hard. Sometimes things happen and you don't plan for them to happen. You don't plan for certain things to happen. You don't plan for the downfalls. You don't plan for the unexpected, but sometimes they happen. And you just learn how to live with them. And you just learn how to appreciate life. But it sucks sometimes when you lose the people that you love. Because of things that are outside of outside of your body and outside of your mind that you can't control, and you wish you could control them. You wish you can control them, but you can't. You wish you could go back in time and have the knowledge that you have now and be able to change it and be able to just speak more calmly, be more emotionally in control. But we are humans and we go through tests. The universe gives us tests and trials through life. So I feel that, well, maybe one day I may be blessed. I may be blessed again with a beautiful sissy baby girl. And I might be able to get a chance to do it right that time. So you keep the faith alive. Why am I talking about this on this podcast? Because mommies, we are real. We have feelings. We're not perfect, even though we try to be. Sissy babies and mommy bonds are so special and beautiful and unique that maybe this podcast might save a life, or maybe it might save another relationship. Be good to yourselves and be good to each other. And if you are out there and you feel like you're unloved, know that you're loved and try to fight and try to love yourself through another.